Okay. So we're on the Mishnah on Tzadik Beis Amud Beis on the top on the fifth line. We're going to try somehow to do Tisha B'Av's daf over the course of the week. We're going to try. So that Friday morning, maybe we'll be a little behind, but not a whole block behind. That's the goal. Spoke to Michael, we're going to try to do it. Okay. That means that today, the goal is to get to the Mishnah on Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph. That's the goal. Can we do it? Hopefully. Here we go. Ochel Pol Kishus, a worker is allowed to eat a cucumber, afilu bediner, even if it costs a dinar that cucumber. Meaning, it might even cost more than his entire salary. Guy gets paid $5 an hour, he's eating fruit that costs $10. That's okay. Koseves, he can eat a date, afilu bediner, even if it's worth a dinar. And we're going to see in the Gemara, his salary might not be that high. It doesn't make a difference. He's allowed to eat, the Torah said. That's what the Nemuka Yosef says. Since the Torah entitles him to eat, doesn't make a difference outside the salary. Rabbi Elazar Chisma Omer, Rabbi Elazar Chisma says, not so fast. Lo yochal poel yester al scharo. A worker can't eat more than a salary. Right? You're an accountant, you know that. That's crazy. Right? The Chacham e matirim. The Chacham say it's mutter. Right? The Gemara is going to ask, what's the difference between the Chacham and the Tanakama? Right? The Chacham say it's mutter. Avo malam denes adam. We teach a person, don't be so foolish. Don't do that. Shelo yehei ra'avasan. Don't be so chazer. Don't eat so much. Why not? V'yei sosim as a pesach v'vanav. No one's going to hire you. The smart ones wouldn't pig out. No one's going to hire them. Are they allowed to? Yes. But if they had smart... What are you doing? No, leave it. You want to shut that one. Oh, that one you can shut. Right? If they're not smart, no one's going to want to hire this guy. They'll hire the smarter guys. Okay. Top button. Chachamim hainu Tanakama. The Chachamim are saying the exact same thing as Tanakama, which is what? Which is you're allowed to eat what you want, even if it's more than the salary. Ikibinayu. No, the difference is Ava Malamdin. Do we teach them? That's the difference. Do we teach them not to? L'tanakama, lesle, malandim. According to the Tanakama, you don't even have to teach them. Why not? Because everybody's in the same boat. You don't even have to teach them. They can eat whatever they want. L'rabbanon, it's lehu malandim. According to the Rabbanon, no, the better course of action is to teach them. Teach the worker. Don't be such a chazer. Wise up. You eat like that, no one's going to hire you. According to the Tanakama, there's no reason to say that. Mamash, no reason to say that. You can eat whatever you want. Eboy same or ikibinayhu b'dervasi. The difference is Ravasi's vort, the Amar Ravasi. Afilu lo scharo ela livtzor eshkol echad ochlo. Even if you're hired to pick one cluster of grapes, you could eat that one cluster of grapes. That's Ravasi. Look at Rashi. Tanakama itzle dervasi. That's not in the Gemara. Rashi made that into a heading. There's no Gemara that says that. But it's about... It's like five lines after the Gemara, after the Rashi's in the Gemara. Tanakama isle deravasi. Tanakama agrees with that. So he's look over. Hachikamar. Pol ochel kishus. A pol can eat a cucumber. Shehi levada. That's the only one. The ain owed. There's no more. The filu hishav a dinar. Even if it's worth a dinar. The asa Rabbi Elazar lemeimar. Rabbi Elazar Chisma comes along and says, no. Ben shehi levada. Ben tizcharo la ulachavazah. Im shavi yashav tizcharo lo yochlena. I don't care how many there are. It doesn't make a difference to me. If there's one, if there's a million, it doesn't make a difference. The issue is salary. V'asa Rabbanan Basroi Lememor, and the Chacham of the Mishnah come along to say, Yosar al Scharo, Mutter hu lecho, in Scharyomhu. Rashi makes all this up. If he's a day worker, right, then it's okay. Abel, Scharo, Lakishas Levado, he's the only one. You're hired to do one, you're hired to work for the day. You're hired to do one little job. You're hired to do one job, you can eat that one job. Less Lehud Ravasi. He doesn't agree with it. That's the difference between the Tanakama and the Chachamim. It's a very difficult sheet to understand why if you're hired to harvest one thing, you can eat that one thing. How could the Tanakama say that? That's what he says. Ravasi says it. The Ritva says just the opposite. That the Tanakhama would not allow it, and the Chacham would allow it. Okay. V'amar Ravasi. Ravasi says, another pshat. Afilu lo butzer ele eshkol echad. even if you were hired you're hired for the day. You're hired for the day. And the first thing that you harvest, can you eat it? Rav Asi says yes. Afilu lo batzer el eshkol echad. You didn't even, all you did was harvest one thing. Can you eat that? Yes. Achlo, you can eat it. It's like coming to work. The minute you walk in the door, you right away have a coffee break. You didn't even do any work. You go straight to the coffee room. That's what the Gemara, that's what Rav Asi says. The minute you did one harvest, you can eat it already. Right?
Is that the only thing that you're doing?
I'm hired for the day. What the difference between these two members is in the first member, you're hired only to harvest one thing. And Rav Asi says, by the way, you can eat that. And if you're hired for the day, you're hired for the day. You have a whole field to do. The minute you do one already, you can already eat that. Two different members. And like, Vitzricha, I need to tell me both of them. That's what it's like. It's like coming to work. The minute you walk in the door, right away you go to, you don't even sit down at your desk for 1 minute. Right away you go to the break. So that's Mutter too. And I need to tell the Ashmein on Hakamaisa, had I only had the first memra, that what? That when I'm hired to harvest one item, I could eat that one item. Mishum delo ikala lemesa of the caliph shabalabayas. Nothing's going into the balabayas' basket. It's all going into your mouth. You're not doing anything. But where you are going to be harvesting a lot today, the whole day, Ema, I would say, first do some work, then take a break. First do some work, put one thing in the basket first, then take a break. So therefore, what does the Rathi say? No, you don't even have to do any work. It goes straight into your mouth. Two separate members. Had I only had the second memra, I'm going to put more in the basket. What are you bothering me for? So you're right. I come to work. I take a break. I'm going to put in a full day's work. But in a situation where there's nothing else going on, I'm hired to harvest one cluster. I'm going to eat that one cluster. Aim low. Maybe you can't eat that one cluster. You can't. Why? What else are you doing? Tzricha, Rav Asi, was necessary to tell me, no, that you're allowed to eat. Also, you're allowed to eat that. So you should just know that there are more paskins that we do not pass in like Rav Asi in either of these cases. You can't show up to work. You can't show up to work and go straight to a coffee break without doing any work. You can't do that. Right? You can't do that. You can't do that. You have to first do some work against Rav Asi. First do some work, then take a break. By Monday you have guys, the minute they show up to work, they haven't done a stitch of work, they already have a break. Right? You don't have guys like that? Really? Rav Asi held you could do that, what?
Fire them.
you can come to shake, go straight to the coffee before you sit down, yeah. You're not getting paid to be here. Not in this world, anyway. So the Rav says, we don't hold like that. Also, if you all your job is to do one, of course you can't eat it, like everybody else said, and we don't hold like Rav Asi in any of these situations. The priest says, you know why we don't hold like Rav Asi? Because only a poel is allowed to eat. You come to work and you go straight to the coffee room. You're not a poel yet. You haven't done anything yet. What gives you the head to eat? You do some work. Now you can go take a break. You can't come to work and right away have a break. You're not a worker yet. You're not a poel. You hear this? You have to first be called a poel, then you can eat. Okay. Ibai Seima, another explanation is, Ikebinaihu derav. The whole issue about Rav. They're arguing on Rav. What's Rav? Tama Rav. Rav said, fascinating. Everybody's going to get upset about this. Rav said, Matsasi Megillah Sesarim. I found a hidden Megillah. Right? What does that mean, a hidden Megillah? So the Maariv Chai says, Torah, but Shaval Peh, was not allowed to be written down. However, it was not allowed to be written down for public use, for public learning. A guy wanted to write his private notes, so he personally shouldn't forget, that was Mutter. That was Mutter to do. To make a whole safer, right, Mishnayis, that was not Mutter. But private notes was Mutter. So rather, I found the private notes of the Tana, Isi ben Yehuda. I found his private notes. And let me tell you what he held. By the way, Rebbe Wein says, that's the reason that Stam Mishnah is Rebbe Meir. Why? Because Rebbe Meir had the most comprehensive private notes. He had the most comprehensive private notes. So Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi, Paskin, that it's permitted now, Eitz La'asos HaShem, if I don't write it down, it's going to be forgotten. That already was a heter.
there was a big controversy, but Rehuda Nasi paskin that, and without for him, who knows what would have become happened to Klai Yisrael. So Rehuda Nasi paskin, it's more to write it down. So he went through everyone's notes, like, how am I, okay, what am I doing here? I'm making an order, I'm making a brachas, I'm making a peya, I'm making a demai, I'm making a Shabbos, an Erevin. He started to organize it. He saw Meir's notes. He said, Mom, it's perfect. He had such comprehensive notes. He became the corpus of Mishnayos, Meir's private notes. That's why Stam Mishnayos, it's all his notes. Now, of course, Meir, Rabbi Danasi, he added other people, he amended it, sometimes he didn't pass like this, sometimes he did, sometimes I had to mention another shita, right? People that lived after Rebbe had to be included, so it was adjusted. But the core is Rebbe. Now, I never saw that in print. It's a fascinating theory. I'm sure he has some backup to support it. Just fascinating. Anyway, so these are the same similar types of notes that Rav found of Isi by Yehuda. Right? Rav was a contemporary, really, of Rebbe Hanasi. So it could be, even if, like, I'm showing the timeline here, even if the Mishnayos are already formed at this point, Rav is the first. Rav we consider something like a Tana. And Rehuda Nasi is the last Tana. So, what's going on with these notes? But either way, these are these notes. Like, why didn't Rav, there was no Mishnah, so Rav had these notes. Anyway, it's because of, well, Isi ben Yehuda, oh, it's Be Rav Chia. Rav Chia had these notes, because of Isi ben Yehuda, Omer, and it was written in there that Isi ben Yehuda said, Ki Sabo v'ker Meryecha, it says in the Torah, when you come into the care of your friend, Bias kol adam akasa b'daber. The Torah is talking about any person. In other words, Isi ben Yehuda held any person is allowed to go into the field of any other person. All rules are off. You can go to anyone else's field. Omar Rav said that can't be pav. How could that be? Lo shavak isi kol achaya kol berya. Nobody's going to survive if everybody's field is hefker to everyone else. That's shmita. Everyone's field is hefker. How's anyone going to survive? I just go to your field and eat what I want? How could that be? How could he say that? So Amar Ravashi, Amritu L'Shmaitza Kameh, I said back to Rav Kahana, it must be, Pshat must be. It's a very funny, funny lashon over here. What's Ravashi doing here? Rav said, it can't be. How could it be that nobody can live? How could it be that Isi said that? Ravashi lives 500 years after Rav. 400 years after Rav. So it's Amar Ravashi, Amritu L'Shmaitza Kameh, Rav Kahana. I said to Rav Kahana to answer Rav's kasha, maybe. Dilma, maybe, that's why there's an aleph over there. There's a little aleph over here, right? The Bach says, in front of Kahana, I said, if Kahana was a Talmud of Rav. So Ravashi's taken out of here, because it doesn't make sense. What? Talmud doesn't make sense. Okay, either way, it doesn't make a difference. Dilma, maybe, ba'osin b'si'udaschem da'avdu. What Isi ben Yehuda held was, of course I can't go to your field and eat your fruit. Of course I'm not allowed to do that. You know what I'm allowed to do? I'm allowed to. I have nothing to do today. I have nothing to do today. I'm bored. I have no parnasa today. I'll go into your field. I'll work in your field, and I'll eat my lunch. That I could do. I'm allowed to be a poel. I'm allowed to. Right? That's what we said. In America, you're not allowed to do that. You can't paint someone's house and then say, "Oh, I painted your house, and I'll send you a bill." You can't do that. In the Gemara, sometimes you can do that. So I'll go into your field. I'll harvest. I'll do the work, and while I'm harvesting, I'm allowed to eat. So I'll have supper for that day. I'll have lunch for that day. I won't go hungry. And I'm earning my keep. I'm not stealing anything. I'm working in there. That's what Isi ben Yehuda said. That's all he said you could do. I just stop and go steal someone else's fruit. But if you're working for them, even if the guy didn't hire you, even if he doesn't want you there, well, I'm earning my keep. I'm not loafing around. I'm doing the work. I'm harvesting. Whatever needs to be done, I'm going to do. And while I'm there, I'm allowed to eat. So my lunch is taken care of. V'amali, he said to him, afilahachi, so what? Nichele l'inish, l'agure ugur, a guy wants to hire who he wants to hire, v'naktve l'pardesa, v'lonesi, kuliyam v'achule. He wants to have a seder, how he's going to harvest. He doesn't want anyone just walking in and doing what they think they're doing a help. It's usually not good. These guys are just there, they're really there to eat. They can't steal, so they'll do some work. That's not, an owner doesn't want that. An owner doesn't want that at all. Now, what does that do with our Gemara? So, now let's look at Rashi. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi of Tanakama Lesley de Isi. Tanakama Lesley de Isi. See it? Again, Rashi sticks in these words. The Gemara doesn't say that. So now Rashi says the Tanakama doesn't hold like this. Tanakama does not agree with Isi at all. Why? The Ha'ochel Poel Katani. Right? Only a Poel. Yeah, it's not a Poel. V'rabbanan basroi, it's lehu de'isi. The Rabbanan agree with Isi.
V'achi kamar. Chacham matirin le'echol yosir al scharo.
The Chachamim say you can eat whatever you want.
The halav sachir nami yochol.
Because even a non-worker is allowed to eat. Is a non-worker allowed to eat? And making himself into a worker. So if a non-worker is allowed to do that, certainly a worker is allowed to do that, and he can eat whatever he wants. So that's another way of explaining why they're saying that they seem to be saying the exact same thing. They can eat whatever they want. No, there's a difference. What the difference is this issue of Isi ben Yehuda. Okay. So from now till the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to ask a question. We're not really going to answer it. At the end of the daf, it's very, very hard Gemara. The bottom is impossible. We're not really going to answer this question. The question is the following question. Poel, when a worker is eating, Mishalohu Ochel, does he, what gives him the right to eat while he's working? What gives him that right? Is it a right of the owner? In other words, it's part of his salary? Oh, nothing to do with salary. Mishal Shemayim Hu Ochel. It's a special thing in the Torah. The Torah said you have to pay workers to eat them. You have to feed workers while they're working. It's not part of the salary.
Well, it's a practical idea of why they do it.
Well, I understand.
You can't get them out of the field fast enough.
Right. So the Gemara says, L'may nafkamina. What's the difference? What's the difference? If it's Hashem or the worker, meaning the owner, what's the difference? Very big difference. The Amar, if a guy says, listen, I'm not hungry, but I get food. Tenul ishti ubanai. I let my kid and my wife have it. Iamrit mishalohu ochel. If it's considered an additional salary, then you have. In other words, the Torah built into every salary plus food. It's built in, whether you like it or not. Therefore, if you're not hungry, if you don't want to eat it, you're allergic to those apples. Give them to the wife. Still helps out the budget, right? Yavidaluhu. El iamrit mishamashamayim hu ochel. If it's mishamayim. It's not an additional to the salary. The Torah, like what Mati said, the Torah has a cheshbon. They don't want the guys being lazy or you know, it's a cost analysis, but the Torah decided it. Therefore, l'di day zachile rachmana. So you working in there, fine, you can eat. L'ishto l'banav lo zachile rachmana. Can't give it to your wife. Right? Can't give it to your wife. My, what's the din? We're going to have the whole daf is going to try to answer this question. Tashma. Our Mishnah said, let's go back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Ochel Polo Kishus, a worker can eat a cucumber, a filu dinar, even if it's worth a dinar, Koseves, a filu dinar, a date, even if it's worth a dinar. Iyar Vishlam Mishalohu Ochel, if you're telling me that it's really in addition to the salary, so Ogir Bedanka Ochel Vazuza, a guy's hired for a danka is a sixth of a zuz, whatever, a small amount, and he's eating a worth of zuz. He's eating six times as much as the salary. What kind of worker would do that? What kind of owner would do that? That's crazy. So we start off by saying it's crazy, right? You're working for $5 an hour, and you're working for $5 for the day, and they're eating $50. Who would do that? Elamai. So you want to tell me? Mishal Shemayim Hu Ochel. That what Hashem let you eat it. So it's the same thing. Ogir Bedanka Ochel Bezuza. What the Torah says, you can hire the guy for $5 and have to feed him for $50. What's the difference? What do you want to tell me? Rachmana Zachale? The Torah said he's allowed to. Hachanami. Rachmana Zachale. The Torah says he's allowed to. It doesn't do anything with our question. Whether it's part of the salary or a special dispensation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, either way, if the Torah said it, the Torah said it. Can I tell you? That can't be, so we have no answer. Tashra, let's try again. What's the Chizmer Omar? What the Chizmer says in the Mishnah? Lo Yochal Poel Yosar Al Scharo. You can't eat more than your Schar. All that he argues is no, he can't eat more than his salary. The Chacham Atirin, the Chacham says no, it's mutter. My labo kamiflugi. What's this nachlokas about? The Rebbe Elazar savar mishalohu ochel. Rebbe Elazar says you could eat. You're hired to eat from the worker. Therefore, what? Since it's in addition to the salary, it makes no sense that it's going to be more than the salary. That's the svar here. Since it's in addition to your salary, it's not more than your salary, it's in addition to your salary. In addition to your salary, the Torah says, I have to feed this guy. It's not going to be more than the salary. That's the theory. You can question that. That's what the Gemara assumes. Umar Savar, the Chachamim hold, Mishal Shemayim Hu Ochel. Right? But no. Since it's Hashem, carte blanche, eat whatever you want.
The Marsha has a whole kasha over here. Why is the Tanakhama not mentioned over here? Tanakhama was a third cheat in our Mishnah. We started off with him. Tanakhama said, give me whatever you want. Lozim Chizma said, no way. And the Chacham said, you give me whatever you want. And then we said, what's the difference between the Tanakhama and the Chachamim? We had three differences. So the Gemara says, well, what's the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim? What about the Tanakhama? The whole thing, why, basically it goes back to Isi. Why is that mentioned? Okay. So the Gemara says, so we have our answer. It's a machlokes in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, look, the Kulayama Mishalohu Ochel. Everybody holds. Everybody could hold that the right to eat is in addition to your salary. So how come Rabbi Elazar holds that you can't eat more than your salary? So the Gemara says, "V'hacha," because they learn out of Pesukim. "B'kinafshecha kamiflagi." They're arguing how you translate the word "b'kinafshecha." Mar savar, one holds. Who's that? That's Rabbi Elazar. Savar kinafshecha. What does it mean, kinafshecha? Can you eat whatever you want? No. It means b'davar shemoser nafsho olav. It means you can earn and commensurate with the work you did. How you moser nefesh to do the work, that's what kind of salary you can get. So whatever you decide with the boss, I have to climb up that tree, it's dangerous. Rashi says, I could fall off, it's dangerous. So you're going to pay me X. Now I'm going to get five times X to eat? No. No way. Umar Safar, no, kinafshecha. Ma nafshecha, just like a person, the owner himself. Im chasamta, potter, let's say a worker, his owner. He's doing the work himself. And he decides not to eat. He's over there, veir of los achsam. Of course not. Ah, poel. Im chasamta potter. So to a worker, if you do that, if they agree to it, also potter. If it had anything to do with our discussion about how much you could eat or what, whether it's from Shemayah, no, nothing to do with that. A whole different issue about kinafshecha. So we still haven't resolved our question. Tashma, another one. Nazir. A Nazir is working in the field. He's working in a grape field. So another can't eat grapes. So the Brisa says, Nazir sha'amar, tenul ishtu vanav. Give it to my children. Right? I can't eat it anyway. I'm a Nazir. Ain shomin lo. We don't listen to him. Now, v'yamrid mishalohu ochel, if you can eat it from yourself, if it's considered part of your salary, I'm ain shomin lo. Why don't we listen? Let them eat it. Can't eat it anyway. Must be. It's from Shemayim. Must be. You look puzzled. The Ritva asked, so wait a minute. Why does it have to be a Nazir? Same would be true for anybody. A guy doesn't like grapes, so he says, I don't want them, give them to my wife. No, we don't listen to him. Why are you throwing a Nazir in here? So the Ritva says, only because that's probably why, who wouldn't want to eat? It must be the guy's a Nazir. Just practically, that's how it's going to happen. But a guy's allergic, and they had allergic in those days. Like, it's just practical. Who else would refuse? It must be, it's a Nazir. Okay? So the Gemara says, no. You know why we don't listen to the Nazir? Different. Hasam Mishum, it's a Knas. It's a Knas. What is a Nazir doing, accepting a job in a grape field? He's walking into a trap. What's he doing? He's walking into the Yetzirah. He's walking into a situation, he's putting himself in such a Nisayon like that. Not supposed to do that. You walk into a Nisayon like that, to go to the place, not allowed to go. Right? So, it's a Knas. Shouldn't be here. Go work on the other thing. No, it's for you. What are you doing in a grape field? Shouldn't be here. Therefore, it's a knas. Therefore, mishum lech lech amrin. Get out of here, we say. Nazir, schar schar lekarma. Don't come by here. That's why we don't listen to him. He's going to be the chacham. I can't, I'll go to the grape, I'll get my kid. No, you don't belong here. Why? Even inadvertently, you take the grape and you eat it, you're over in a veira. No one else has that issue. Therefore, he shouldn't be. That's why we make a knas. So Tashma, another brisa that says, Poel Sha'amar, a Poel says, Tnul Ishtu Bonai, give to my wife and kids, ain't shomin lo. We don't listen. A regular person. The Amrit Mishalohu Ochel, am I ain't shomin lo? But if it's considered a salary, why can't he eat? So the Gemara says, my Poel? What's a Poel? A Nazir. Same thing, a Nazir. Ay, Votanya, Nazir, Votanya, Poel. We just learned a brisa that said Nazir. The Gemara says, what, Midi Gabi Hadad Tanyan? What, these two brises were learned in the same yeshiva? No. This brise was learned over there. That brise was learned over there. One called him a Nazir. One didn't call him a Nazir, but they're both talking about a Nazir. And I have a third brise about a Nazir. Tashma, Menayin Lepoel Sha'amar Tzul Ishtu Vonav She'ain Shomin Lo. How do you know you don't listen to a Poel when he says that? Let my wife and kids eat it. She'nemar Apostle now. It says, El Kelicha Lo Siting.
It says, El kel yicha lo sitein. Right? That's what the Torah says. We don't listen. V'chitein ahachinami nazir. You want to tell me it's also a nazir? Ihachi, if so, mishom akeyecha lo titein. That's why a nazir can't eat? That's why we don't listen to a nazir? Because of a pasuk? No. Leich leich aminan nazira. We tell the nazir, what are you doing here? That's not the reason. So the Gemara says, you know what? Ein achinami. You're right. We are talking about a nazir. So why do we come up with a very strange makar, why we don't listen to the nazir? Come up with a pasuk. What about the simple thing? Nazir, get out of here. So Gemara says, you're right. I did the katarn of a lashon poel. Anyway, the whole thing is strange. Why do we use a lashon of a poel? Why don't we call him a nazir? I don't know. I have an answer to that question. But whatever it is, we called him a poel. Really, he's a nazir. We didn't call him a nazir. We called him a poel. Since we called him a poel, nazir v'lekra de poel. We keep consistency sake in the Mishnah. We don't give the reason of nazir. We give a reason of a poel. Ein achinami, the whole thing is about a nazir. And therefore, it's not a kasha. It's not a raya to our question. Why does the worker get to eat? Is it from Shemayim or is it from the owner? Tashma. Let's try to bring another raya. Hasachar es hapol lichsos te'enim. If somebody's hired to spread out the dates, right, in order to make them into bundles or what's the word? What? Sheets. Okay, I wasn't thinking of that word. That wasn't the word I was thinking of. Anyway. Hareze ochel upater minamaiser. You're allowed to eat. What? A pile, yeah, a pile. You're allowed to eat from these dates while you're working, and there's no issue of maiser. Why is there no issue of maiser? Because you haven't gotten to Gemar Malach yet. You're getting there. Almanas sheochel ani uvnai, on the condition that me and my son can eat. Oh, sheochel bni bischari. Or that my son can eat, but he'll pay for what he eats. But it's before my sister, so maybe we're getting a little bit of an advantage, but I'll pay for it. Hu ochel upater. He eats, the owner, the worker eats, and he's putter. Why is he putter? He's a worker. Rashi says something very strange. Look at this, the last wide line of Rashi. Hu ochel upater. Shatora zichselo kileket shichu peya. The Torah gave it to him, like leket shichin and peya, shepotra bin a miser. It's putter for miser. Everybody eats samashi. That's not why he's putter for ma'isa. He's putter for ma'isa because he has a bit of gemar malach yet. What's Rashi throwing like a chicken and peya? And sometimes you read these Rashi, it's like, what? I don't know. I saw the question, no one answered it. What's Rashi talking about? Anyway, ubno ochel, and the son could eat the chayiv, and he's chayiv. Why is he chayiv? He's chayiv to do ma'iser. Bno ochel, the chayiv. He's chayiv. It's considered a mekach, and when there's a mekach, you have to take off meiser, the purchase. The Rishonim point out, that's a machlokas tanoim. If you purchase meiser before the Gemara Malacha, are you chayiv in meiser? That's a machlokas tanoim, and the Gemara here is going on the sheet that says you are. It's irrelevant to our discussion. Here's our question. V'yamar b'shalohu ochel, if you tell me, that mishalohu ochel, you can eat it, mishalohu. So b'no, am I chayiv? Why is the son chayiv? Why is he chayiv? After all, I said, let my son have it, I don't want it. Same question. So I'm Ravina, whole other reason why the son's chayiv. You know why? Mishalom demechzi kimekach. It looks like a sale. Since it looks like a sale, therefore what? Since you made this condition with the guy, that my son will, it looks very fishy. Right? It looks like the son got it via a sale. Why did he get it via a sale? Why does it look like that? Because you made a tanai with him, with the boss. You made a tanai with the boss. Look at Rashi. Mishum demechzi kemekach, hoil the itzni. Since you made a tanai. The aval achil di day, the ena b'tanai, afagafte b'scharhu, lo domi lo mekach. But a regular worker, even though he's getting part of his salary, it doesn't look like a mekach, there's no tanai. So since he made up the whole tanai with this guy, I'm conditioning my son, it looks very suspicious, it looks like a mekach, and if maybe it's a knas, we make you take off meiser. Again, not an answer to our question.
Is this
maybe, it could be sturabanon. Could be sturabanon. Yeah, could be sturabanon. Tashma, let's try again. This is the mission of tomorrow's daf. Hasocher es hapoel, if somebody hires a worker, la'asos b'netzer revai shalo, to work in his netzer revai, which, by the way, can only be eaten in Yerushalayim,
But you didn't tell the worker that. You didn't tell him that.
So, Harei Eilu lo yachil.
He's not allowed to eat. After he starts working. By the way, this has to be only in Yerushalayim. It's not the Ravai. The guy's stuck. What can he do?
V'im lo hadiyam.
And if nobody told the worker this,
then pode uma achilon, you have to be pode it and then let him eat. Right? What? Yeah. Now, V'yar misha shemayim hu ochel.
Wait a minute.
If shemayim is what grants him the right to eat, am I pode uma?
Why does he have to be pode it and eat?
Isur lo zachil l'rachmana. Torah never zelcha you an iser. Torah would never grant you something to eat. You're not allowed to eat. Right? So therefore what? It must be that he's eating from the boss. Must be besides eating from the boss. So the Gemara says, no, again, same thing. Hasam over there, Mishum Demetzi, Kimekach Tos. It looks like a Mekach Tos. It looks very funny. Now, aim a Seifa. What about the Seifa of that Mishnah? Nisparsu igulov, if the date became separated, or it's very hard Gemara to figure out what's going on here, or nispatru chaviosav, the barrels became cracked, hare elu lo yochelu, you can't eat. Why can't you eat? Because these are already stages of Gemara Malacha, putting the dates next to each other, clamping them together, fixing them together, or putting the wine into the barrel is considered the Gemara Malacha. Now everything broke. So you hire, guy, I need help, you come. He doesn't know that it was already done, Gemar Malacha. So it's like similar to that to Ravai. He doesn't know that he's not allowed to eat it. He doesn't know. The Gemara is going to attack you not know by wine. The Gemara is going to ask that question in a minute. But by the date, how's he supposed to know? He wasn't there. How's he supposed to know?
Because he sees a product that came apart.
He doesn't know, but he doesn't know it was ever put together.
That's what this is. The case came apart.
Right, but he didn't.
They're like this, he puts them back together.
Right, but he didn't know that they were already connected. He didn't know. He didn't know they were put together. He didn't know. By the wine, the Gemara is going to ask the question, how can you not know? How can you not know? You see the broken barrel. Like, obviously, they were put into the barrel. The Gemara is going to ask that question. I have an answer. How can you not know? But by the date, how is he supposed to know? He gets a call, I need to help me put dates together. How is he supposed to know? They were already put together. And since they were already put together, they're chayav and ma'aser. It's not allowed to eat anymore. How is he supposed to know that? He doesn't know. Vim lo hadiyan, if you didn't tell the guy, ma'aser, take off ma'aser right now, umachilon, eat it. But if Shemayim is what grants him the right to eat, am I ma'aser machilim? How could it be? Isura lo zachal rachmana. Torah devil do an iser. V'chi tema hacha. Now this is a whole machlokas. If you read these words v'chi tema, either you read them or you don't read them. Hachanami mishum demechzi kemekachtos. Same thing. It looks like it's a mekachtos. So the Gemara says bishlam and aspar to be gulav mechzi kemekachtos. I understand why asking a guy to come down to put dates together, it's possible it could be a megachtos, because he never knew that they were once upon a time attached, and there was a Gemara Malacha, he doesn't know that. Ella, Nispatru Chav Yosef, my megachtos ikka. How could there possibly be a mistake about this? Miyada yada da itvalil meiser. Everybody knows, once it's put into the barrel, it is hechsher for meiser, it's now called tevel, you're not allowed to eat it. How could he not know that? There's a broken barrel. What? I'm assuming he didn't. Because nobody gave Meiser. So nobody gave Meiser before they had to. So Amar Rav Sheshes says, no. I'm not sure what this answer means. Shenetz Batru Chaviotzov Lubor. It broke in the bor. The wine went into the bor. The wine went into the pit. Therefore, it could be that. How did the article translate those words? What?
The wine went back into the bar, the guy comes over, he didn't understand.
So he doesn't know they were put
inside the barrel.
So he doesn't know that they were once in the barrel.
Right.
Same answer. Aye, Tanya, Yai, but that we hold, what Rashi said says, that being in the bar is enough to be a Gemara Malacha. So the Gemara says, no, Kirby Akiva. Well, Kirby Akiva, the Amar who says, Mishiyakta. When you skim off the fuzz on the top of the wine, that's the Gemara Malacha. So being in the barrel is not. So Gemara says, "The amrule lo havidan." I didn't know. V'neim lahu. Why don't we say to the worker, "Ibay lahu asuke adataychu"? You should have thought about this. Dilma mikva, maybe that was skimmed off already. You should have thought about that. Oh, it's a little negligent for not asking. Hey, by the way, was it skimmed off already? So the Gemara says, no, but Asrida, who gafra, denogid ihu bakfa. No, it was in a town where the guy who bought the wine, who drew the wine out of the pit, was the same guy. He was the one who was always doing the skimming. In other words, he didn't have to ask. Never happened in this town. Somebody, the owner would skim? Never. Who skimmed? The buyer. So why should the worker show up at the site and say, hey, what's going on here with this wine? Maybe somebody took off mice already? Maybe somebody skimmed it? That never happened. The wholesaler never skimmed it. Only the retailer did. So therefore, he had no reason to ask. The Hashem, the Tani of Zvid, now the Rav Zvid said, Dinogid, no, the Be'er Boshia, Yayin, Mishyerid Labor, the Yayin when it's in the pit, the Yikveh, or it's skimmed, from Yakiva Omer, Rekiva is a different time zone, Mishyishle, B'chavios. What's Mishyishle? Also a type of skimming, no? What's the difference?
Draws off
the what? The foam. What, I don't know how that's different, but it's a different thing that I feel tam. You could even say shlonis fatu chavios of labor.
It's
in the barrel now. So you don't even have to say that the wine broke back into the pit. The amrule lo haviyadan and sivishly. You could just say he didn't know that they were skimming off. So the Gemara says v'neim lahu iboy lahu asuke detaychu dilma mashli. Maybe he should have asked. So the Gemara says, oh, same thing. The place where, this is in a town, where who is the one who did the skimming off the foam? The buyer. There's no reason to ask. Okay. We have 5 minutes. It's become more impossible. Tashma. Tomorrow's mission is going to say as follows. Kotet Adam al yadei atmo. A person can make a deal with himself. Meaning, I don't want food. I promise not to eat food. I want more money. I don't want food. I don't want to eat. I want a higher salary. I'll bring my own lunch. You could do that. Kotet Adam al yadei atmo, al yadei bino ubito hagadolim. You could do the same. You could do the same thing with your adult children. Don't worry, my kids aren't eating either. We want more salary. Al yadei avdo shifchaso hagadolim. You could do it with adult avadim. You're bringing your whole crew with you. No one's eating. Your wife also. They all have their own das. They all would rather, they're all mochel to the wishes of the father. They're all mochel to the wishes of the father. We all want the money. If you have children that are going to be in the field, you can't make such a deal. I'm going to starve them so I can get more money. You can't do that. You can't do it with your avadim katanim either. You can't do it with your animal either. They have no das. Everybody points out the animal, nothing to do with das. It's losachsom. The animal's losachsom. You can't do that. Now, kasal kedaitach, we think right now, what are we talking about? The malalahen mizonos. You, all these kids, all these adult kids, you support them. So you have the right to say to them, listen, we'll eat supper when we get home. In the meantime, we need the money. You have the right to say that because you support them. That only makes sense if all this makes sense. If you're getting paid from heaven, then mishum hachi ein a kotzeit. That's why you have no right. That's why you have no right to make any deal with the ketanim. Eliyar mishalohu ochel. But if you're getting a salary to consider extra income, ketanim nami nakitzlu. Why can't you make a deal for the ketanim? Oh, I'll feed the kids when I get home. I'll feed them when I get home. Why not? So the Gemara said, why not? So the Gemara says, what's going on here? No, you don't support anybody. Everybody's independently wealthy. 5-year-old kid's independently wealthy. You don't support him. So you have no right to impose on his eating. So the Gemara says, Ihachi Gedolim Nami, so how come the Gedolim also? So the Gemara says, no, Gedolim are different, because Gedolim Yadi Vikam Achle. Gedolim they're aware and they're mochalit. They'd also rather have the money. So they're mochel. They can be mochel. The father's just speaking on their behalf. In a chlam, they're all mochel together. Ah, that's the Mishnah tomorrow's daf. Which tomorrow's daf, the Gemara will not even discuss this Mishnah because we're doing it now. That's why between the Mishnahs there's nothing to say. It's a very small Gemara and it's on the other part of the Mishnah, which we're not going to discuss that. Ah, but Tanya Rav Hoshea had a braitha that said as follows. A person can make any deal for himself. By the ishto for his wife, v'lo al yedei behemto, not for his animal. That's lo sachsom. The al yedei bino bito hagedolim, and he can make a deal for his adult children. V'lo al yedei bino bito haktanim, but not for his minor children. the kotet al the avdim shchas v'knanim bein gedolim beiktanim. But avodim, even whether the gedolim beiktanim, you can make such a deal for them. My lab, aren't we talking about idi v'idi b'mayla hemizonos? Aren't we talking about a situation where you're supporting them? Ubahakam iflagi. Here's the machlokas between the Tanakh, between the Mishnah and the Brisa. Demar savar, the Brisa holds mishalohu ochel. They're eating from you. Umar savar, and the Mishnah holds mishal shemayim hu ochel. They're eating from heaven. Therefore, you can't be mochel for them. So the Gemara says, lo, no. The kuli alma, everyone holds mishalohu ochel. Really, everyone holds you are supporting them. Velo kasha, it's not a kasha. Khan, the Mishnah is talking about b'shein ma'al lehen mizonos, where you're not. I'm sorry. The kuli alma mishalohu ochel. Everyone holds the right flow from the boss. Velo kasha, it's not a kasha. Khan, the Mishnah is talking about b'shein ma'al lehen mizonos. You're not supporting them. Therefore, you can't be mochel for them. Ubraisa b'ma'al lehen mizonos. The Braisa is talking about where you do support them. So the Gemara says, b'mayo kimta. What's the bottom line over here? B'mayo lehen mizonos? Will you give it, will you supporting your kids? Ihachi l'katana nami katas lehu, nikat lehu. Why can't you make a deal for the katanim? So the Gemara says, tsarayu d'bino ubito akatanim lo zachi le'rachmano. The Torah never gave you the right to hurt your kids. Yeah, the Torah gave you the right that if they earn income, the money goes to you. The Torah didn't give you the right to starve your kids. You can't do that. That's why you can't do that. You can't get a right like that. Yeah, since you're supporting them, if they walk down the street and they find the gold watch, it belongs to you. That's very good. You can't starve your kids to make tzar. You have no right to do that. Okay?
How are you not supporting
your kids? There's no supper at night. There's no supper at night. No. We said there's no chiv at a certain age. But today, the Moshe said it doesn't apply in times of the Gemara. It's a different world. Can't go into it. We don't have to go into that now. Ma'al kimta l'matnitzin. So how do we solve our Mishnah? We're talking about a case. Be'ein ma'al hen mezonos. You're not supporting anybody. You're not supporting anybody. Ha nichel amandar me'ein rav lo malo eved. I say me'ein mezoncha. Shop. That's true. If you say to an eved, you can say to an eved. You're allowed to say this to an eved. It's a machlokas. You can even say to an eved, I'm not supporting you. You have to go beg for food. And by the way, I'm keeping all your work. Then shopper. El amandar amar. Why is it shopper? Why is it shopper? Because you can make such a deal. But if an Eved can say, but if you can say that to an Eved, you know what? We'll stop here. We'll stop here at top line. Because it's a new point. We almost finished it. So tomorrow we'll pick up to get up the last line, B'mayo Kibta L'Masnizim. Okay? Everyone have a very good day. I'm going to try over the week, me and Michael, to catch up. So Friday morning, we shouldn't be that behind.